content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the April issue of Scout Life. We're going to go back to more letters from the hitching rack. Pedro answers email. Dear hard-working, alfalfa-eating Mel Burrow, Hitchin' Rack is my favorite part of the magazine. Thank you for all the hard work you have done. P.S. Is the boss really that mean? Then we have, Dear Pedro, what is the hardest part of your job? What is the easiest? That's from Daniel F. in Pasadena, California.
Lugging this man back is no picnic, Daniel. And I'm certainly not getting any help from that imposter, Bella. The easiest part is sitting at my keyboard and talking with the lovable best readers in the whole world.
Hey, I was just wanting to tell Pedro how much I appreciate the contents of my magazine and how it encourages me to get outdoors. Thanks. That's from Sam B. in Jackson, Mississippi.
Consider it done, Sam. Could Bella, the so-called Mel Burrow, do that? Methinks not.
Hey, Pedro, where do you live? I mean, where do you sleep? Do you have a house? Do you like to stay up late and watch a movie, or do you sleep at the office? That's from Robert S. in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland.
I like the only true Mel Burrow that I am. Sleep in a cozy corral out back of the BSA HQ in beautiful Irving, Texas. And that's exactly where I am now, heading for a nice snack and maybe a movie. After a hard day of defending my honor from Mel Burrow imposters. Catch you next month.
Next we have The Nature Crew, A Critter You Otter Get to Know, pages 16 through 19. Well, we have here on page 16 a nice picture of a beautiful-looking otter. What are some of your favorite outdoor activities? Swimming, fishing, or sliding, perhaps? Those are some favorite pastimes for otters, too. Though otters have to spend time looking for food and avoiding predators, they always seem to have lots of time for playing. Here on the top of page 17 is a giant otter. Playful and outgoing, otters are aquatic or semi-aquatic carnivorous and mammals whose closest relatives are weasels and minks. They have long, sleek bodies and long, muscular tails. Their short legs and webbed feet make them powerful, efficient swimmers. If you could touch an otter, you'd notice the incredibly dense waterproof fur. In fact, it's the densest fur of any mammal. All those tightly packed hairs trap air, which helps keep the otters warm in chilly waters. They spend a lot of time grooming to keep their fur coats in tip-top shape. Most otters are sociable creatures. They like hanging out, chasing, and wrestling with each other. They use high, chirpy notes, along with yelps and other sounds, to communicate among themselves. They are also curious and love to explore. Otters have been known to approach unfamiliar humans just to check us out. The world's 13 species of otters are found on all continents except Australia and Antarctica. Most live along freshwater rivers and lakes, with some relying more on land, but some species spend all their lives in the ocean. The smallest is the Asian small-clawed otter, and the largest is the endangered 6-foot-long giant otter that lives in the Amazon basin in South America. We have two species in the United States, the North American river otter and the sea otter. River otters have a large range and historically were found throughout much of the United States and Canada. Sea otters once had a large range, too, along the entire Pacific coast. But today they are found in Southern California, parts of Northern California, and from Washington to Alaska. More about river otters. River otters have a tremendously varied diet, including fish, crawfish, frogs, reptiles, eggs, birds, and turtles. When river otters dive underwater to look for food, they can hold their breath for up to 8 minutes. Their sensitive whiskers help them find food items in murky conditions. River otters raise their pups in dens located along the edges or banks of lakes, ponds, rivers, or marshes, and they can access them from underwater, away from prying eyes. Once, while birding in the Everglades, we happened upon a mother river otter and her baby. They kept calling to one another, and we think the mom was telling her pup that it was okay to come out, that we were not a threat. The pup finally joined her mom in the water, and for about 10 minutes we watched them swimming, playing, and grooming. Just like scout camps have latrine areas to keep things clean and sanitary, river otters have them too. Latrines also serve as social hubs for male otters, gathering spots to exchange information, maybe about local fishing conditions or to decide with whom to hang out today. Just before using the bathroom, otters do a kind of poop dance, complete with raised tails and foot stomping. Visit go.scoutlife.org/otterdance to see a video and learn more. Other poop is called spraint. Some people think it's extremely stinky, while others think it smells like flowers. We'll let you decide that one for yourself. More about sea otters. Sea otters do things a little differently than their freshwater cousins. They are less social and rarely leave the safety of the water, so when you see them, they are usually eating or resting, napping while floating on their backs. Watch the Respect the Nap video at go.scoutlife.org/otternap for info on how best to view sea otters. They live among the kelp forests in the Pacific Ocean, and they wrap strands of seaweed around their bodies to keep them from floating away on the tide. This is especially important when moms have a baby to look after. Dads don't help raise the young. Before she dives down to the ocean floor to look for food, she makes sure the pup is secured in the kelp so she can easily find her baby when she resurfaces. Sea otters eat dozens of types of seafood, from crabs and clams to sea urchins and starfish. They even use tools, typically a mollusk, shell or rock, to break open their prey, making them one of the few mammals other than primates to use tools. Sea otters will even carry around a favorite rock in their pocket, skinfolds under their arm. We've had wonderful experiences watching sea otters in California. Once we saw one eating a starfish while floating on her back, and another time we saw a mom tending to her tiny pup curled up on her chest. Help save the otters. We have a sea otter conservation status, extinct, endangered species. Help save the otters. Except for the North American river otter, all other species in the world are in decline and are either endangered, threatened, or at risk. River otters in the United States were also once on the verge of becoming endangered. Thanks to hard work by caring conservationists, through reintroduction programs, restoring water quality, and limiting hunting for fur, this species has made a good comeback. Sea otters, on the other hand, while fully protected in the United States, are still a threatened species. By the 1800s, they were hunted nearly to extinction for their fur, but are making a slow recovery. There are still many threats to otters, including water pollution, vehicle collisions, and loss of habitats. Some things you can do to help otters are volunteering for beach and river cleanups, keeping toxic chemicals from going down the drain, and picking up after your pets. We hope you get a chance to encounter otters in the wild during your outdoor adventures. More facts about you otter know. Otters in the wild can live to be 10 to 20 years old. No otter can eat one quarter of its body weight every day. An otter can eat one quarter of its body weight every day. Adult sea otters can weigh 70 pounds. A river otter can weigh more than 20 pounds. A sea otter pup's fur is so dense that it cannot submerge for its first 2 months. Mother otter also blow air into the pup's fur to keep it afloat. A group of otters in the water is called a raft. A group of otters on land is called a rump. Their soft, dissolvable fur is the reason several other species were hunted nearly to extinction. Sea otters have more predators to contend with than river otters do, such as killer whales, sharks, and sea lions. They are also more likely to become entangled in fishing gear and to be struck by boats. Moving on to Let's Look at Composting, page 20 to 23. Here, a young lady looks like she's doing some composting of her own. It takes about 2 to 6 months for a compost pile to become ready for use in gardening. Composting is a great way to recycle kitchen scraps, yard clippings, and other household waste. Turn the page to learn more about composting. Compost is a fertilizer made from food and plant waste. As the waste breaks down, it puts nutrients into the soil to make food for new plants. When trashed, food and lawn clippings turn into a slimy mess. Composting helps keep earth beautiful by using stuff that would end up in a landfill. Good things for compost. vegetable and fruit peels, spoiled or rotten fruit, lawn and garden clippings, leaves, bread, coffee grounds, and eggshells. These are just a few examples of what you can use. Farmers use compost to help crops become rich in nutrients. Compost piles can get smelly. If you want to start one, be sure to ask a parent first and work them with them to find the best place for it. Worms are great for compost. They eat through the materials, helping to break them down faster. Never put these in a compost pile. Bones, meat, dairy, or protein-rich items like peanut butter or eggs. These can attract rats and other pests, which can spread disease. Since compost is made with natural materials, composting cuts down on the amount of chemicals needed to grow food. Solve it. Which path? You can use compost in your own yard. Used as mulch, it can keep weeds from growing in the garden and help plants grow healthy and strong. Scouts in Action, page 36 and 37. A true story of Scouts in Action. Ethan Hansen, 16, was swimming at the beach during a family vacation to Frisco, North Carolina, when he saw a man trying to rescue another man caught in a powerful riptide. Ethan swam to the first man and confirmed that he was okay. The second man, however, was nearly exhausted as he struggled against the riptide. Ethan quickly swam to him, helped him grab onto his boogie board, and began towing him back to shore. The current was overwhelming. The man was almost unconscious and barely able to hold on as Ethan continued to pull him toward the shore. Bystanders were ready to help lift the man out of the water, and first responders were able to revive him. No one was harmed during the incident. Life Scout Ethan T. Hansen, a member of Troop 154, chartered to Orchard Park Ward LDS Church in Orchard Park, New York, received an honor medal for his actions. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of Scouts in Action. His brother was bitten by a snake. Lucas Robinson, age 7, was playing in the backyard with his 3-year-old brother when the younger boy was bitten by a snake. The boy's mother quickly drove her sons to the hospital as she called 911. Lucas kept his brother warm and applied pressure to the wound to control the bleeding. Lucas kept his brother calm and followed the instructions relayed by his mom from 911 operator until they arrived at the hospital. Lucas' brother suffered no long-term effects as a result of the incident. Wolf Cub Scout Lucas Robinson, a member of PAC 1006, chartered to American Legion Post 11 in Fort Wainwright, Alaska, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. And finally, he saved them from drowning. Curtis McConnell, 14, was walking along a sandbar with a group of friends in St. Petersburg, Florida, when he heard some of their friends screaming for help. A woman and her children had been swept into deeper water by a strong current. Curtis quickly swam to the woman and took hold of her 2-year-old son, allowing the woman to help her older children swim back to shore. Curtis swam the child to a nearby buoy and waited there until Curtis' mom and another boy with a boogie board arrived to help them back to shore. No one was hurt during the accident. Life Scout Curtis McConnell, a member of Troop 406, chartered to American Legion Post 91 in Belle, Florida, received a Heroism Award for his actions. Game Briefs, Ruin Factory 5. Page 39. Get ready to explore a fantasy world filled with colorful characters and adventures. Go solo or team up with the townspeople to fish, farm, battle monsters, and more. You'll also have special and powerful moves to use during your battles. Crash Bandicoot on the Run. Go mobile with Crash and Coco as they race across Woompa Island to take down Dr. Neo Cortex and his evil minions. You'll experience high-speed battle runs, endless crate smashing, spinning, sliding, and more. Balan Wonderworld. In a magical world of endless possibilities, explore 12 unique tales alone or with a friend and restore the lost balance in each one. Keep your eyes open for many hidden tricks and gimmicks. There are 80 magical costumes for you to collect, giving you all the power and magic you need to make it home. Fitness First, page 40. Stretch it out. Dynamic stretching targets lesser used muscles in areas of the body. Here are some examples. Carioca. Bend your knees and hips slightly. With your weight on the balls of your feet, twist your hips and cross one foot in front of the other. Then cross your back leg through so it's level with the front leg. Repeat with your opposite leg. Do 5 to 10 reps. Straight leg kick. Keeping your back straight, walk forward while kicking your leg straight up as high as possible while still maintaining control. Reach toward your toes with your opposite hand extended. Try not to bend at the waist. Repeat your opposite arm and leg. Do 5 to 10 reps. Back pedal. With your weight on the balls of your feet, jog backward about 50 feet with extended strides. Keep your shoulders square and pump your arms as you go. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/fitnessfirst. Religious emblems, Pentecostal. Pentecostal scouts can learn more about their Christian faith by earning the following, God and Me. The God and Me emblem is for Cub Scouts. This program helps Pentecostal Cub Scouts become best friends with Jesus and tell their story of God and Me together. For more information, contact your local counselor or visit go.scout.org/religious awards. God and Family. The God and Family emblem is for Wiblo Scouts. This program helps Pentecostal Scouts understand the importance of family and God's role in a healthy family. God and Family provides an opportunity for Scouts and their families to explore their faith together. God and Church. The God and Church emblem is for Scouts BSA members. This program will lead Pentecostal Scouts on a faith journey with three parts: meeting Jesus, worshiping God, and witnessing and ministering for Christ. And finally, God and Life. The God and Life emblem is for Scouts BSA members and venturers. In this program, based on the life of the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 31. Pentecostal Scouts and venturers will seek to understand their call to a life of discipleship. Lion Pride, Sunday Seeds. I am excited to plant a garden with you, Max. What kind of seeds should we plant? I want to plant carrot seeds. I also have tomato seeds. Do not forget cucumber and squash seeds. Where is Rex? What kind of seeds will he plant? Rex is trying to buy ice cream seeds. I will also need seeds that grow sprinkles and hot fudge. Don't think so. Tiger's Adventures. Hi, Abby. Welcome to Craft Day. Thanks for inviting me, Tiger. We're making thank you cards for the fire department. We have a lot of craft supplies for you to use. I brought some of my own. I'm kind of into crafts. Wow, this is just my travel case. I have paint, markers, pipe cleaners, glue, ribbon, glitter, scissors, brushes, ink, rubber cement, tape, crayons, colored pencils. You really know what you're doing. Would you work with someone who needs some help? Sure, who is it? Hey, do you know if there's any more tape? I keep running out. Wolfgang, Campfire Concerto. Skiroody Honk Star Eagle. Abra! When Parker breaks out the harmonica, we break out the earplugs. The Bear Bunch. April 4th is Wear a Giant Cowboy Hat Day. April 9th is Paint Yourself Green Day. And here's somebody painted all green. April 10th is Train Your Pet Rock Day. Stay. Talking to a rock. Okay. April 12th is Balance Cups on Your Head Day. Good luck. Pinecone, I don't see those days on my calendar. That's because I made them up. April Fools. Weebo's Woody. When I get older, I want to be a chef at a 5-star restaurant. I want to be an author who writes novels. Tweet, 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 tweet. I said when we get older, we want to be pilots. And there go the birds, because we both can fly already. Woo-hoo. Dink, Duff, and Desi. Dink, what is it? We're getting a transmission from Sirius to Dogstar. Woof, 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 woof. Look, the ship is landing. Can I be your best friend? Can I be your best friend? Can I be your best friend? Greetings. I guess friendship is the universal language. Friendly, scouts are friend to all. They seek to understand and respect those with ideas and customs other than their own. Pee-wee Harris looks at cycling. Hi, Becca. I'm just returning your bike pump. Oh, hi, Pee-wee. Thanks. Hey, what's all that gear on your bike for? Well, my dad and I are getting ready for a bikepacking trip. Bikepacking? What's that? Well, it's kind of like bike backpacking, but instead of carrying everything on your back, you carry it on your bike. I have a seat bag for my tent and tarp. I keep my bike tools in here. I always have snacks on hand in here. This basket is perfect for my sleeping bag and pad. Wow, that sure is a lot of gear to lug around. I keep my clothes and the rest of my gear in my frame bag. It definitely makes you choose your gear wisely. Well, it's a good thing I brought your lightest gear. Oh, what's that? Air! The wacky adventures of Pedro. Many burros have made significant contributions to the tumbleweed's popular status as the culinary hero it is today. Allow me to tell you about a few. The earliest known record comes from Persis Berikolokos, the language bearer for Anastasios Anaxagoras, who got hungry during a particularly long meeting of the Athenian Senate. He gave a nearby tumbleweed a nibble and discovered its appeal. Tumbleweed slowly grew in popularity for a few centuries before this. Hans Isel, the donkey of Wildermorf, developed three different flavors of tumbleweed from 1779 to 1815. Later in the United States, James Jim Bob Burrow came to be known as the great tumbleweed wrangler of the West. He was one of the first to defend the massive crops of tumbleweed from nefarious rustlers. Finally, a donkey known only as the Idigo developed the tumbleweed taco, widely recognized as the pinnacle of culinary evolution. There, you have it. Join me next time on Tumbleweed Tales, when we'll discuss how to use tumbleweed as mattress stuffings. And now about some think and grin. Divyanshu, what did the glove say to the baseball?
Luke, I don't know.
Divyanshu, catch you later. That's from Divyanshu P. in Sterling, Virginia. Sam, why are diamonds always tense?
Tricia, I have no clue, Sam, because they are under a lot of pressure. That's Sam H. in Bloomington, Illinois. A puny book. Lego Creations by Bill Ding. That's from Caleb J. in Grovetown, Georgia. Lucas, why does Wolverine hate golf?
Donald, well, I'm stumped.
Lucas, because he can't stop slicing the ball. That's from Lucas S. in Atlanta, Georgia. Liam, what's a dog's favorite seafood?
Leah, I don't know.
Liam, catfish. That's from Liam W. in Waldorf, Maryland. A puny book, A Guide to Star Wars by a Mandalorian. That's from Ezra C. in Eugene, Oregon. And here we have a little cartoon here. Hulk.
Hulk, one burger.
You tell him no shirt, no shoes, no service. As they're shivering. Not me. Levi, what do you serve but can't eat?
Bobby, what?
Levi, a tennis ball. That's from Levi W. in Enumclaw, Washington. Anne, why was the witch's resume rejected?
Dan, I don't know. Why?
Anne, because she had bad spelling. That's from Anne A. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Lucas, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Jason, I haven't the foggiest.
Lucas, ground beef. That's from Lucas F. in Farmersburg, Iowa. Gabriel, what is a scientist's favorite flavor of gum?
Mike, I don't know.
Gabriel, experiment. That's from Gabriel M. in Detroit, Michigan. Samuel, what is the most slippery country in the world?
Samantha, no clue.
Samuel, Greece.
That's from Samuel C. in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Aaron,
why didn't the toad cross the road?
Troy, I haven't the foggiest.
Aaron, it didn't want to be a toad kill.
That's from Aaron N. in Sonoma, California.
Vincent, what did the duck say to the comedian?
Steve, I'm not sure.
Vincent, you crack me up.
That from Vincent E. in Marshfield, Missouri.
They have a picture of a car, little rubber duckies, a little boat, a ball, and fun time with bubble bath.
All right.
Daniel, where is the best place to get a candy bar in outer space?
Emily, I don't know where.
Daniel, the Milky Way.
That's from Daniel B. in Hillsboro, Oregon.
Daffynition, burger, what bears say when they're cold.
That's from Ollie and Millie M. in Lansing, Michigan.
For today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids, be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.